Time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, our lead story is that Descending Hunan has a new song. Care to sing it for everyone, Craig?
I forgot what it was now.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I sing Who You Talking To, and my three backup singers sing Diarrhea Pants.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
What's wrong with
that? Don't
him?
Laugh at that, Rich.
It's
Don't
funny.
Encourage that.
Who you talking to? And then they say that.
So you guys, yeah, and the way he says who you talking to, it's kind of cocky. You know, like you're with someone to be reckoned with now.
You don't understand the deep meaning of my music. You're right.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from a show known as Bad Radio with Bob, Dan, and Donovan. This is on one Bob Sturm. Now, the commercial they're talking about here, the client they're talking about is FanDuel. Okay? FanDuel.com is the website you need to go to. But Bob swerved all over the road and then called it something else.
The point is that you can get into it as well and win actual cash money.
Yep. It is a chance also for you to kind of get started up. Your free entry, it is if you use our the code TICKET. So click on the microphone, type in the code TICKET, and there you go. You're in, and there's up to $500 up for grabs. So check it out. Opening days on top of us, so act fast. Check it out, FanDuel.com. Your first $500 game is on us, but you need to enter the code TICKET. Get it on FatDuel.com.
FanDuel.
What did I say?
Fan.
Chances are the idea.
Bob called it fat at the end there. After
Lord,
have you ever heard of more drunk driving on the air there than Bob?
Yeah, he was fishtailing quite a bit.
I just wait for my next live spot. It'll probably sound something like that. But there's Bob up for an e-break. So Bob got a little tongue-tied, and so did Norm this week.
Mike has a whole bunch of numbers about players in the team that Sean and I will discuss whether we feel during the regular season the Rangers go over or under these numbers or the players go over on under these. I'm going to start this again.
Yeah.
Over or
okay.
Under.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Trailed off a little.
I've got to start drinking better Merlot. This stuff is just, whoa.
The box stuff usually isn't good. That's what I have to get.
No straw.
Just put the box stuff in a Coke can.
All right, so isolate that for us. You got that that swerve there by Norm?
Over on under these. Over on
wow.
And you know what I think gets him? If you hear the beginning of that, this sounds like Norm starting the segment after eating a large meal.
Mike has a whole bunch of numbers about players in the team that Sean and I will discuss whether we feel during the regular season the Rangers go over or under these numbers or the players go over on I'm going to start this again. Over or okay. Under.
Yeah, it sounds like he's still choking it down.
Yeah.
He got a lot of saliva.
Pretty sure
that.
There's a big block of cheese in there for the segment.
He always sounds like that to me. Well, like he's like plowed through half a pound cake or something.
It's because he always has just plowed through half a pound cake.
Yeah.
Or a pickle or something. All right, so there's Norm up for an e-break. We got a lot of P1 reaction to this. This is the always dangerous crosstalk between the T-Box with Rick Arnett and Craig Rosengarten and one George DeJean. On Saturday morning, golf show, talking to fitness show. And it's another gem from one George DeJean when talking about who is Hank Haney.
Get excited. We're going to interview.
Pressfires.com, that's right, Dave.
Yeah, thank you. We're going to interview Hank Haney here at the remote. He's going to sign books.
Don't ask him any tough questions.
For you.
Do you even know who Hank Haney is?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
I'm trying my best not to ruin your.
Don't talk about Hank Haney. Just don't do talk like about
Hank
cars
Haney. Didn't he have a hand in Tiger Woods?
Well, that sounds that sounds a little dicey to me. We'll have to ask him that. So Hank, you have your hand up Tiger Woods? Hey, look, it's my new Tiger Woods hand puppet. Wow.
So I knew where that was going. I figured I'd leave it there, but you're still talking.
No, you did good.
What? Jeez.
Didn't it go on more?
Yeah.
Didn't they I believe Rosengard called him a whiny bee.
Yeah, the awkwardness was before. There was some awkwardness before that, and it kind of sounded like George was getting ticked, but I couldn't tell.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if he was just laying out or what he was doing.
Well, what happened when Craig called him a whiny bee?
That's George, what I'm saying. It was very ambiguous as to whether or not he got mad or not. I don't know if it was just the layout like you heard there or what. But yeah.
Huh.
There may have been some awkwardness there of Craig getting, or George getting ticked at Craig.
Sounded like
a whiny bee.
Why did he call him a whiny bee? Because he was...
No, he didn't call him a whiny bee. He said he was just a bee because of the way he works out people. That's the thing. It wasn't him calling him a whiner.
Oh, okay.
He
wasn't
because of
George's reaction.
No.
He was saying, man, you work out people like a bitch or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so those are your three candidates. Bob, Norm, or George DeJean. 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Am I on AM radio?
Yeah.
I think this is the fake one. Die.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for George's bloody taco period, and I'll hang up and listen.
Oh.
Don't ever call here again. And y'all want to keep voting going for the P1. Y'all keep this going every
Not
week.
Really.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? That's the same dude. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes. I'd like to vote for a hand up on D's nuts.
That's a George DeJean vote.
Yeah, I guess so. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Dumping that.
Yeah.
You will never be welcomed on this air again.
Craig is welcoming you to never call here again.
All right, who are you voting for, dude? Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to vote for my hand in Tiger Woods.
What?
Oh, I think he said
about Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Oh, hi, Musers. This is the Tiger hand puppet. And with Hank Yanks, it feels so nice.
Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad at all.
Please take the character over.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Hey, why are you super religious guys working on Good Friday, for goodness sakes?
This guy sounds like Hank Haney.
Hank? Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
I'd like to responsibly vote for Roid Rage, George DeJean.
No, okay. Come on.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Gordon's Puckered Up Skin Sunchy. Go Rangers.
All right.
Go Rangers.
Horrible combo there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
George is trying to...
Well, George, I don't know if you figured this out, but anytime someone says, I'd like to vote responsibly...
I give him a chance. I give him a chance to be responsible. Hi, you're on the ticket.
John Chombi's Fat Duel.
What does that even mean?
Oh, I guess that's a Bob vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, let's put a hand up Tiger Woods' bucket. Have you ever thought about it? This Saturday on the Train Station Fitness Show.
Not bad impersonation of George DeJean, and we have a winner, ladies
Yay.
And gentlemen. This George DeJean's, that's not his first win. I know he's been up before.
It is his first win. Wow. He ties the Greek goddess, Alexakonomos.
Hit the third one.
Let's give a listen.
Get excited. We're going to interview...
DressCars.com, that's right, Dave.
Yeah, thank you. We're going to interview Hank Haney here at the remote. He's going to sign books.
Don't ask him any tough questions.
Anything for you.
Do you even know who Hank Haney is?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
I'm trying my best not to ruin your...
Don't talk about Hank Haney. Just don't talk about
Hank
cars
Haney. Didn't he have a hand in Tiger Woods?
Well, that sounds... that sounds a little dicey to me. We'll have to ask him that. So, Hank.
Rosengarten overlap.
You have your hand up Tiger Woods? Look, it's my new Tiger Woods hand puppet. Wow.
So I knew where that was going. I figured I'd leave it there, but you're still talking.
Mm. Oh, my God.
I love you, George.
But you're still talking.
Yeah, he was bitter.
I knew where you were going there, but you're still talking.
The thing that I can't get over is just how
crystal clear that remote sounded. Our engineers were just really, really on top of it. I mean, you couldn't tell that they weren't in studio.
You know, this is
let's lay down our weapon just for one day.
This is how they've won. Is just all of us are just too tired for the fight anymore. Just okay,
just okay. We'll take
this. This is the new reality.
I know we're in. We're supposed to be giving audio, and that shouldn't be a problem to do that. But
who heard that and said that sounds good? Let's fire up the show.